Hello, and welcome to the Dancer Wealth Homework Guide. If you are listening to this, you are probably an entertainer at a strip club. Awesome. So am I. My name is Rebecca Avalon, and I have been dancing at strip clubs in the United States for almost 10 years. I'm the founder of StripAndGrowRich.com, and I'm very excited to be your Super Stripper coach for the next 8 weeks. Maybe you are already a Dancer Wealth member who downloaded this free homework guide from our iTunes podcast. Or maybe you work at a club and were just given a CD by a coworker or friend. Regardless, my goal is to help you make more money in the next 8 weeks. Like how that sounds? Who doesn't? So let's get started. This homework guide is designed to help you assimilate the skills that we teach in the Dancer Wealth 2.0 program into your club routine. Each of the tracks on the CD, or each individual podcast if you downloaded it, represents 1 week of activities that I want you to practice at home or in the club while you are working. So pop this CD into the stereo on the way to work or rip it into your iPod and listen to it in the locker room as you are getting ready to work and watch how your sales improve. There was a lot of information in the Dancer Wealth 2.0 course, and you may not be sure where to start. The skills are paced in a particular order, so you can start using some of the more powerful skills in week one and then fill in the gaps with the other skills as the weeks go on. I don't suggest that you skip ahead, as some of the skills build upon each other. And if you don't perfect the basic skill first, you can't build on it. It's like trying to build a house on a shaky foundation. It's just not going to work. The key to making any sales program work is to sound polished when you lead your conversation into your closing lines. If you don't take the time to build the foundation conversation and you just skip to the closing line, you will come off sounding fake and way too salesy. You may have even experienced this before, but not known how or why it happened. For example, have you ever been having a nice conversation with a customer and not known how to ask for a dance? So you just let him ramble on about his nagging wife and kids, and out of the blue you just said, "Want to dance?" when a new song started playing, even though it had absolutely nothing to do with the conversation or nothing to do with what the customer was just talking about. Well, I did that a lot when I first started dancing, and I used to get a really awkward silence and then him saying, "No, not now." That's what I'm talking about. I didn't know how to build the conversation towards the closing line, so it's no wonder that the closing line didn't work. So here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through 4 years of trial and error and losing out on sales like I did. I'm going to teach you how to build your conversations and how to link the conversation to the closing line so it flows more naturally. Once you do this, you will hear yes more often. So let's get started.